So reading from John 20, 1 through 18. Early the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been laying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, She said to them, When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her,
Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?
Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him,
Sir, you have carried him away. Tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
Jesus said to her, She turned and said to him in Hebrew,
Rabboni,
which means teacher. Jesus said to her,
Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples,
I have seen the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord.
We're going to be doing this all day. He is risen. You really can't do that enough. So this morning, instead of a traditional sermon, what we have for you is kind of three brief reflections on this scene that you've just heard. It's a little bit like This American Life. Probably a lot of you have